At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. No timetable set so far for a federal judge in San Antonio to rule on when Texas can implement a new anti-sanctuary cities law. The law, also known as Senate Bill 4, allows police officers to question people about their immigration status during routine stops. It also punishes police chiefs and elected officials if they don't comply with federal immigration detainer requests. The cities of Dallas, San Antonio, Austin, and Houston are among opponents suing to block the measure from going into effect September 1st. They argue SB 4 is unconstitutional, vague, and would unfairly target immigrant communities. Proponents say only lawbreakers have anything to worry about. Up next, a federal court in Austin on Thursday will consider Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton's request to declare the measure constitutional. Baylor University has volunteered to produce a spreadsheet detailing all sexual assaults reported at the private school since 2003. That's according to a legal filing related to the Title IX lawsuit brought against the school. It said the spreadsheet would demonstrate trends over time by providing an outline of the date of alleged assaults, the genders of those involved, and what Baylor did about it. No names would be released. Jim Dunham represents 10 women suing the school. He said he doesn't trust Baylor to produce accurate information.
Baylor told the federal government, the Department of Education, that they had had no assaults during a multi-year time period, and we now know that's false. So this whole concept that, oh, well, you know, we'll tell you how many happened and where they're happening, things about it, I think is something that is not sufficient. We need to see the underlying information.
Dunham said he's requested to see all the documents from an independent investigation into sexual assault at Baylor conducted by the law firm Pepper Hamilton. The school has declined to release those documents. Baylor said it would violate the confidentiality of alleged victims. The NCAA is also investigating Baylor for its role in the sexual assault scandal that led to the firing of the head football coach and the university's president. Telemedicine connects doctors and patients virtually. That's made a big difference in North Texas schools for physical problems. Now telemedicine is coming to schools for behavioral problems. As part of our American Graduate Initiative, Bill Zeeble reports on a school pilot program that will start connecting therapists with kids through computers this fall.
Jessica Master's hands are full. She and her husband are raising three young children in their Roy City home. She says Josh, the oldest, who's 8, can be especially rambunctious.
When he was a baby, he started running before walking. He runs everywhere.
I don't like walking.
See?
Josh may not like walking, but manages to settle down enough for his online appointment with therapist Angelina May. She's a licensed professional counselor with Children's Health near downtown Dallas.
Hi, Miss Angelina.
How are you?
Good.
This appointment's not in an office. Josh is on a laptop in the kitchen. He has attention deficit disorder and hyperactivity with anxiety tossed in. That makes it hard to sleep at night and, as a result, hard to stay awake in school the next day. Once a week, he meets with Miss Angelina. Only beginning this spring, one week's at her office 35 miles away in Dallas. The other is here online. Mom likes it.
So he doesn't have to miss school. He can just do this with her after school. And yeah, we don't have to go to the doctor.
Mom says it saves her time, hassle, and money, and Josh gets what he needs. She calls it awesome. And Josh?
Super awesome.
Super awesome?
Because it's super cool that I got to see her on computer.
Connecting from home also reduces anxiety. For a time, Josh feared appointments in Dallas, worried he might get poked, prodded, or injected. This home visit's a test run. When school starts in August, Children's Health will arrange private therapy visits in a few select schools. Tony Walker understands the need.
20% of school-age children would be diagnosable with some sort of significant mental health issue, but only 5% of those kids have actually been identified. And so we know that it's a huge concern.
Walker is director of student support services at Uplift Education, with 17 charter campuses in North Texas. This fall's pilot program starts in the Carrollton Farmers Branch School District, and Dallas is also considering it. Mental health issues can range from suicidal behavior and self-injury to depression or, in Josh's case, anxiety. All can interrupt learning, while almost all can be helped, though not without obstacles.
there's a stigma for mental health, behavioral health issues in the community.
Jason Isom manages behavioral issues at Children's Health.
And so one of the ways that we want to combat that is by providing rapid access to folks in the areas where they live and they work and they play.
There are shortage of pediatricians and shortage of psychiatrists and psychologists. So we knew that the only way that we could really create the opportunity for more access was really through technology.
Danielle Wesley is Children's Director of Campus-Based Programs. She says Children's Health has already been using digital devices for physical checkups. One advantage of behavioral telemedicine, there is very little gear. She's optimistic behavioral services will grow the way physical exams have.
We actually have a waiting list of school districts that are calling us about our model.
Lancaster's superintendent told her he saved the district $500,000. Back in Roy City, Angelina shows Josh some red, squishy balls he can squeeze to help relieve anxiety. She then asks him how he might try to fall asleep quicker. Mom suggests maybe he could stop throwing fits when it's bedtime.
I throw a fit because I want to watch TV. I want to finish Henry Danger and Full House.
Josh, this would be a good time to do like a couple deep breaths. It seems like you're a little upset. There you go. Good job.
Josh, stress ball in each hand, squeezes them as he takes some more slow, deep breaths and calms down.
Yep, it helped me feel better.
Then, Mom to the rescue. Reminds Josh that Henry Danger and Full House are recorded so he can watch tomorrow. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.
Coming up on the BBC News Hour, the U.S. says the Syrian government may be preparing to use chemical weapons. BBC News Hour begins at 9 o'clock. 20% chance of rain today with a high near 91.